Accession number 20483, Reel 4.
Mr. Guy, Reel 4. Regarding London, after you came back from Korea, you said you weren't impressed by Buckingham Palace. Was that from the point of view of your own work?
Yes, it was. As you face Buckingham Palace, if I remember rightly, there was a gate at the left-hand side, and the left-hand side of the palace, the guards used. I seem to recall there was a small cookhouse or something similar there, and I suppose, knowing it was Buckingham Palace itself, I probably expected to find chandeliers and such, and I was totally disappointed with the general condition of the place. It was just like, you know, a normal barracks as opposed to a palace as such. The standard of hygiene, I seem to think, was okay. I can't remember making any particular comments about that. But as I say, I was a bit disappointed. That's probably the word to use.
Can you say more about why you were uneasy in Cyprus?
And just generally, due to the fact that you had to go around in fours and one had to be armed at all times, the terrorists were particularly active at that time, and you get a situation where if you know where your enemy are and you can face them, then it's not so bad. But when you don't know from one minute to the next who's going to come along and stab you in the back, then that makes you very uneasy.
Did you have any incidents in Cyprus?
I wasn't there long enough, really. There was a plane on the airfield that was burning that I believe had been blown up by terrorists just recently, but that's about all I saw.
Why did you like the army so much?
I don't know. Difficult to tell. I suppose initially when I first went in as a trainee and was doing my training, I wondered what I let myself in for. I was like every young lad, homesick, wanted to get back home. But I think having been promoted so early and having gone to Korea where, although there was discipline, there wasn't the bull that you get in this country, that made a big difference. And as I say, having been promoted, I didn't get put upon as much as maybe if I'd have remained as a private soldier.
What do you think now about having served in Korea?
It's something that I don't regret whatsoever. It opened my eyes, it taught me a lot. I think it made a man of me. And of course, I benefit now by being a member of the veterans and still getting that comradeship at this stage in my life, which I used to have in my early days.